The FDA discovered a dangerous type of listeria in a Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams plant in Columbus earlier this year. No listeria was found, though, in the ice cream. Last year, listeria was found in a pint of Jenny's ice cream in Nebraska and then in a processing kitchen. So how common is listeria?
With me to talk about listeria is Ahmed Youssef, a microbiologist and professor of food science technology at Ohio State. And thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Listeria, we think that it's this horrible, horrible germ bacteria, but how common is it?
It's interesting that although it is very common in the environment and some raw food, we can't find it in very large population anywhere we look for it. Only humans and animals allowed to grow and reach high numbers in our intestine, or if it infects the animals or humans. Silage also is known to propagate listeria. Silage is the animal feed.
Are there different types of listeria then, some more dangerous than others?
There are. Listeria monocytogenes is what we really worry about. But there are varieties of Listeria monocytogenes, strains.
Was this listeria then found in the Jenny's ice cream plant on the floor?
Yes. FDA would only be concerned about Listeria monocytogenes.
And was this the type that was found in the ice cream last year?
It is the same type found in ice cream last year, I believe in Nebraska, and found in their environmental samples last year, and again in their environmental sample early this year. Let us try first to understand how listeria can persist in a processing environment. Coming to an environment is easy. It can come with compost on somebody's shoes, can come with ingredients that happen to be contaminated. The reality is, if you don't get rid of it immediately, it may persist in the environment, in the processing environment, for a long time. It may also enter the plant with raw ingredients that are not meant to be sterile. Some raw ingredients can carry Listeria monocytogenes. Raw milk, for example, can carry Listeria monocytogenes until we pasteurize it. Once it finds a niche in the plant, once it finds an environment where there is enough humidity, a little bit of nutrients, it may survive. There are situations where it survived in a factory for 12 years.
So what then can a plant do then to get rid of it when they find it?
Sanitation, paying attention to hiding places, crevices, avoid creating aerosols or dust particles that may spread on clean surfaces. The point here is being vigilant, being capable of discovering what problematic area, if any, in a processing factory, and how to deal with these problematic areas.
So then, if it's on the floor, then wet cloths soaked with some kind of bacteria-killing cleaner then should be put on the floor directly?
There are standard sanitization methods that all factories, all processing facility use. There are bleach, for example, is very, very powerful on a microorganism on a floor. However, if the microorganism is hiding in a crevice, in cracks, if it is multiplying and forming biofilms in these hiding places, and the sanitizer cannot reach it, then there is no way to eliminate it this way. Mm-hmm. Our detection methods have improved tremendously. And actually, most of the major improvements happened only in the past couple of years. And this is why it's easier to track a pathogen like listeria now than ever. We can reduce the risk, but we cannot eliminate pathogens totally from the picture.
I've been talking with Ahmed Youssef, a food science and technology professor at Ohio State.